For Shlema, the Koroi, Pesach Shacholi Yisrael. So, because Tu Bishvat is this week, Thursday, Mietz Hashem, so we said we would look at Tu Bishvat a little bit over the next few days, and then B'lieda, maybe we'll go back and start Sefer Chofetz Chaim again and learn Hilchos Loshon Hara Avata. So, we learned yesterday the Mishnah in the first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says that there are four Rosh Hashanahs during the year. And we always understand that Rosh Hashanah, being the first of Tishri, is a day of judgment. And therefore people think erroneously that the Arba Rosh Hashanim during the year are days of judgment, which would mean that Tu Bishvat, which the Mishnah brings down, the machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, whether what we call Tu Bishvat is on the 15th of Shvat or Rosh Chodesh Shvat, whether or not Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, it's a Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, it's not the day of judgment of the Ilonois. All the dates in the Mishnah are technical dates, their year ends. That's all they are. They're technical dates when things happen in Halacha. And the fact that Rosh Hashanah of the first of Tishri happens to be a day of judgment when the world is judged is... they just happen to coincide, if you like, that on the first of Tishri, which the Mishnah brings down, is Rosh Hashanah Limelochim, Ulishmitim, Uliyovlois. The first of Tishri is the first day of the royal year. So therefore, if a king is anointed and becomes the king in Pesach time, or Shavuos time, or in the middle of the winter, then the end of the Elul is the end of year one. And when you get to Aleph Tishri, then you say in the second year of the reign of King Ploini. So whenever he became king during the year end is on the last day of Elul, and the first day of his second year is, and then from then onwards every year, so that's Limelochim, and Shmitim and Yovelus. The Shmitah starts on the first of Tishri, and so does Yovel starts on the first of Tishri. So it's a technical thing. Rosh Hashanah means that it's the beginning of the year for a technical purpose. And the same thing goes with Echod Be'elul, which is Rosh Hashanah Lemaaseh Behemoth. Nobody is saying that the behemoths are being judged on that day. And similarly, let's go now to our subject, which is Rosh Hashanah Lo'ilon. Rosh Hashanah Lo'ilon means that there's a year end, a technical date on Tu Bishvat, La Halacha, because we pass like Reitz Beis Hillel, on the 15th of Shvat, there is a year end. The judging of the Peiros Ha'ilon, when the Ribbono Shel Olam decides how many Peiros Ha'ilon there will be over the next year, that is on Shavuos. We're not talking about a day of judgment. We're talking about the technical year end of Chamisha Asa Bishvat, which is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, L'may Nafkimina. What does it mean, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon? L'masrois. That means that when I take Maisa, I have a chiyuv to take Maisa from the produce that grows in my field, whether it's in the field, in the orchard, etc., etc., I have a chiyuv to take Maisa. And I have to take Maisa each year from the produce that grew in that year. So the Maisa of Tovshiyim Pei Dalet has to be taken from the fruit of Tovshiyim Pei Dalet, from the wheat and all the other things that grow during Tovshiyim Pei Dalet. And once I come to Tovshiyim Pei Hei, if I want to separate my Maisa, I haven't done it yet, I've still got to do it from last year's produce. I can't say I will eat up 100% of last year's produce and take last year's Maisa, I owe it to Maisa, and I'm going to take it from next year's produce. It doesn't work like that. So therefore there is a changeover on Rosh Hashanah Lo'ilon, that for the Peiros Ha'ilon, Legaba Maisras, that is the end of the year. Why Dafka the 15th of Shavat? Why not any other date? So there, the Gemara says, because basically the koyach of last summer finishes in Tes on Tu Bishvat. They talk about that the sap is rising in the trees. It says that most of the rains in Eretz Yisrael have already taken place by Tu Bishvat, and therefore the ground is now properly hydrated and ready to start growing the new produce. And therefore Chazal understood, or they fixed the date, a technical date, which is that on Tu Bishvat, up till Tu Bishvat is last year's produce, and from Tu Bishvat is next year's produce. And therefore, when you're separating Maisras, you can separate the maestros from whatever was picked and whatever grew, and we'll discuss exactly how much, but whatever grew up till Tu Bishvat, you separate the maestros from last year's produce, and Tu Bishvat onwards is already going to be next year's produce. This is the new year for the trees.
Is it also a year for
Olo? The Mishnah, that there, I don't think so. I think I'm trying to remember which one is for Orlo. One second. It's before it's in the Mishnah. I just can't remember it. Yeah. No. Sorry. Echol B'Tishri, Rosh Hashanah L'Din. It's Rosh Hashanah for Din, as we know. Chol Bo'olayim Oven L'Fnecha B'Yom Zekim Ne'emorayim. Uleminyan Shmitos V'Yovlois, counting Shmitos V'Yovlois. Uleminyan Shnois Orlo. And also for Orla, Benetius Chadoshois, in new plants. In other words, when you've got a new tree, you count, again, like the king, like you count for the king, that up to Rosh Hashanah, that means up to the first of Tishri, is year one for the tree, like it's one, year one for the king. If you planted it any time in Tovshi and Pei Dalad, that's year one for the tree. And then for Orla, for year two, it starts at Echad Bertishri. Not on Rosh Hashanah. What? In other words, what we call Rosh Hashanah, but not Rosh Hashanah le'ilon. Yeah, Orla, it says it's Rosh Hashanah le'orla, and le'masa tuvois v'yirokois, and the maisa of produce that grows in the field, and vegetables. But the maestras of peres ho'ilon change over the year end for peres that grow in the field, like wheat and other produce, is Rosh Hashanah, what we call Aleph B'Tishri, and the year end for the maestros, the changeover time for the maestros of Peres or Ilon is Tu Bishvat this week.
Start with the Torah in what is London Monday, Yud Beishvat, 10th of February, Rabbi Shlomo Miller Shlita, the secret of Naaseh Venishma. This week's Torah is sponsored by Family Storz, Lechot Tzumach HaNesuim of Benchus, Jakob Storz, Neriyo, and Rifki Stern, Shetichia. Pastor takes place in Mr. Shem. Tomorrow,
Once again, Baruch Hashem, have the opportunity to be chazik ourselves together, b'siyata nishma here on Torah way, with a tefillah to the Rabbi Hashem to give me the right words to pick up ourselves. It should be a tehillah for all of us. As we all know, this week's parsha, Parshas Yisroi, Kabbalah Satoiro, and Am Yisrael is calling out Naaseh V'Nishma. Naaseh V'Nishma. They're mekabel the Torah. They say Naaseh before Nishma. And it's Bavuz de Gemore in Shabbos Peiches. Omar Rab Lozo Beshor Sheikdimu Yisrael Nasa L'Nishma. When Am Yisrael said Nasa, we will do before we will hear and listen what Hashem has to say. Yotze Sobaskoil Ve'omro Lohen. Mi Gilo Lebonai Roze. Who told my children this secret? Shemalache Ashores Mishtamshim Boy, which the Malache Ashores used this secret. Dichsiv Bochu Hashem Alochov Giboyei Koyach Oisei Dvoroi Lishmoya Bekoil Dvoroi. By Malachim, Malachim is the Giboyei Koyach. So they first Oisei Dvoroi and then Lishmoya. Before they listen, they're already ready to do everything Hashem says. Oh. And the question is asked right away, what's the special secret? So they came up the secret. What's the deepness of the secret that Am Yisrael got in that time of Kabbalah Satoiro? They understood. They found out the secret of the Malachi Ashores, Soin Shem Malachi Ashores, Mishtam Shiboy, Nase before Nishma. So hopefully to get to 2 points, which will be a tehillah for all of us in Avodas Hashem Ulevai. So at first, I heard years ago, Moiridik in the Kudu. Pshat is Hazeh. Why Taka the Malochim have the ability to be Oisei Dvorim before Lishmoya? Declare the Pashtis, what do you mean? First listen, see if it's in your possibilities, and then you decide if you can do it or not. How can you say taka a normal? What's the sense? What's the mahalach to say nasa before nishma if you don't know yet bichlal if you can do it or not? Then the answer is because a malach he never ever has the question if he can do it or not, because the whole mitzias of a bria of a malach is to do his mission. Malach is another name for shliach. Vayishlach Yaakov malachim eleisav. Malachim is a shliach. The whole mitzias of the bria of the malach is to do his shlichus. The name of his of the malach of every malach is according to his shlichus he has that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from him. So a malach has never a suffix. He doesn't have no doubt about it that he'll be able to be mekayim and shlichus because that's his whole creation. And if he's created, the pshat is that he can do his shlichus. He can do his mission. If not, he wouldn't be created. That the malachim understand that the whole mitzias of them. That the British were created to do their mission that Hashem wants. To that understanding, Am Yisrael got to understand in Har Sinai. As we know, all know, Rashi says, what's the Hashishi? That the whole Bria was waiting for Vav Sivan to see if Klal Yisrael will be mekabel on themselves Torah, and if not, the whole world is going back to Torah for you. So Am Yisrael understood in that time that this is the mamish, the day which the whole Bria is waiting and seeing what's going to be, because the whole Bria is standing on this day. Are they going to be mekabel Torah or not? They Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael, Shenik Bereishis, Bishvil Torah, Shenik Bereishis. To say Klal Yisrael got that understanding that the whole creation from the whole world, the whole creation that there were created of this world is to be Mekabel Torah, that what keeps on going the world. No Torah, no world. Everything goes back to Toyu Vavoyu. To that understanding, Am Yisrael got to understand, yes, if we are created and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us Torah, it must be that we could be mekabel Torah. If not, so not we and not the whole creation. The whole mitzias of the Bria is that the fact that we should be mekabel Torah. To that understanding, that's the secret that Am Yisrael got to understand, Mishas Maimed Har Sinai, that the whole tachlis of the world is Bereishis, Bishul HaTorah Shenikereishis, and Bishul Yisrael Shenikereishis. And Memele, it must be that there's a possibility to be Mekabel, to be Mekayim the Torah, because if not, no world, no people, no nothing. Toyu Vavoyu. And Memele, that is to that understanding, every Yid has to live with it. If the Ribbono Shel Olam created you, if the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us Torah and Mitzvahs, is a sign that we can struggle and success in every situation. If not, we wouldn't be created. The Ribbono Shel Olam would not give the Torah and Mitzvahs. And if this Klal Yisrael, this is Do Torah, is a sign that yes, we can do it and make it. And that's what the Gemara says later on about Rava, that he was. He was really horrifying to learn, and he was mamish me'ain b'shmeitzo, and his fingers were bleeding. When it's a matzav that he didn't realize what's happening with him, he was so asif a ton of learning. So the tzaddiki tells him, "I'm a pzizo. You're a nation which you know you just a people of the, everything is pzizo with a haste, yeah, and." You said nasa before nishma. Your mouth just said before you even listened to what it's talking about. And I see that you're still there. Alright. And what does a rabbi answer him? Omale ananda sagina beshleimusaksiv. Tumas isharim tanchim zoktrashi. Isalachnu im is the saginam bishleimuso, isalachnu betoim lev kederech oisim mehavo, vesomachnu alov, we trusted Hashem, shelo yitanenu bedover shelo nuchon lamud boy. Yes, we knew that we trusted Hashem, if the Rabbeinu Shalem, the whole Metzias that he created us to be Mekaymas Torah, and he loves us, so we trusted him that he'll never ever give us something that we can't. We can't do this mission, we can't do this mitzvah. And with that trust, we called out Nasa v'Nishma. Yes, Dosa de Gevaldige Nekuda, and let me go a bit deeper to take it with us for a lifetime. The Sfasem is zogt of the pasuk im tokum olay milchomo bezois ani boiteach. Vos edos bezois with what? Bezois im tokum olay milchomo. If the Rebbeinu Shel will give me a war, a struggle, bezois with that, I'm trusting. With what? It doesn't say klesod meforshim. The medrash goes on if it's going on bezois atoira or it's going on Hashem. So the Sfasemis is going on the pasuk itself, on the milchama, on the struggle itself. Pshat is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me this struggle, so is it the sign that He's going to give me the siyata d'shmai to struggle and to success, because Hashem never ever gives a situation without the siyata d'shmai to struggle it and to success. Im tokum olay milchama bezois. Bezois ani boiteach. Yes, that the Rebbeinu Shel will give me the siyata d'shmai. As we said this last week's parsha, Vayehi b'shalach paro yesom, v'loy nochom eloikim derech eretz plishtim ki korivu. Why? Rabbeinu Shalom did not want to take us through the plishtim. Why? Because it's close. So what? Ki yomar eloikim, Hashem said, pen yinochei ma'om, b'roisa melchoma, maybe Klal Yisrael will have a charata, they will, b'roisa melchoma, they'll see war going on, and they'll go back to Mitzrayim. So the basis role, Moirinik, Vashteidah, Shteitach Dazoi, that since the Rabbeinu Shalom saw that maybe Am Yisrael will not be Oymed ben Nisayon, so that's why he didn't bring them in a way of Nisayon, right? Since Pen Yenochem, that's why Veloy Nochom, Shteitach Da, that if the Rabbeinu Shalom did put you in a way of struggle and Nisayon, is not maybe, no Avada and Avada, that you'll have the Siyat Rishmaya to struggle and to success. If not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not put you in this Nisayon, because in Tokum Olay Milchoma, Bezois, Bezois, Sani Boiteyach, Yoi, Yoi, Moiridik, how do we say on Shabbos? So the Veld Zogt always that Baboiker, in the daylight, you can see the Chasodim of Hashem. In a situation of Boiker, you see the Chasodim, so you can see, or you can say over all the Chesed, the Ashkocha Protus of Hashem. But when it comes to a situation of Laila, darkness, and struggles, then you have to have that Amunah. But Zogt Balakira Sitzur from Alexander Hashem Yikoim Domoy, he says it does not say ve lahagedemuno baleilois, no vemunos cho baleilois. Pshat is when the Rebbeinu Shalom gives a situation of Laila, with that he shows his trust in us, vemunos cho banu baleilois. Yes, because the Rebbeinu Shalom never ever gives a struggle without the Siyata Nishmaya to success. Yeah, did that struggle, that nisoyin. Im tokum olay milchoma, bezois, bezois ani boiteyach. Yes, all the Klal Yisrael, in all times, go on with this nasa v'nishma, with that secret that Am Yisrael understood in the time in Har Sinai. If the Rebbeinu Shalom, yes, if our whole mitzvah in this world is to be mekabel Torah, mekayim sof HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, no doubt about it that He's going to give us the siyata nishmaya to be oymed and to be matzliach. V'somachnu olav shelo yitananu b'davar shelo yinuchal lamoid boy. The Rebbeinu Shalom will never ever give you a situation that you won't be able to succeed. Stamerdik avort from Pratzlav Ramsky. I heard that from my uncle, Reb Chaim Lang, Olav Asholim. He was a Ben Bias by him. And he said that once he came, he used to say a share in the parsha in the dining room of Kultur in Beit Vagan, to the Balabatim from Beit Vagan. And it came along Parshas Kiseitze, and he was thinking, like, what's the lesson that I'm going to teach them from the Parshas Yefas Toyah? And then he came, he said, oh, Moiridik, he says, in old times, there was the Kol Minei Nebuch, you know, like the Reformed and the Conservative, they claimed, oh yes, okay, once upon a time we got Torah on Har Sinai, on Mount Sinai, but, you know, times change and, you know, difficulties, so it changes too, the Torah Mitzvahs Chas V'Shalom Afro L'Bamayu. Oy, oy, oy. So he says, Moiridik, we come to Yifas Torah, and what do we see? Vosok Rashi, Yordo, Toiro, Lesoiv Daito Shalodom. The Toiro went down and checked that a person in a situation of war, facing such an Isoin of Yifas Torah, Achi Yasenu Be Isur, Yasenu Be Heter, Vos Teido, that the Rebbeinu Shalom checked, can a person be oimid and struggle all his sioinus in all situations? And the Rebbeinu Shalom found, here in this situation, a person can fall down, rachmana litzlan. So what happened? So Rebbeinu Shalom was matir. Pshat is that in all other situations, all the mitzvahs, a person can be oimid in all his sioinus, struggle and to succeed. Yes. Im tokum olay milchomo, bezoisani b'iteach. We have that also. The Rabbeinu Bechaya says in that Parshas Kisitzi, there's a mitzvah that halacha that the Torah says if a person takes down grapes, so he's allowed to eat grapes as he's taking it down. Why, Dr. Rabbeinu Bechaya? Because you're the Torah. If daita shalodom, a person is taking out such sweet grapes, Elohim malit that he'll take in a grape inside and eat. Bivay leisignay, achi yasenu beisur, yasenu beheter. That is the Torah checked. All Torah mitzvahs, could a person be oimid ben nisayin in all situations or not? Where he can't, the Torah is matir. And if the Torah is not matir, the pshat is, yes, we can struggle and to succeed. And that's the secret that Klal Yisrael took from that time till today. Klal Yisrael never ever gets lost in all situation, in all struggles, in all nisyonis, in all the tzaras that Klal Yisrael went through the gullus, and still Am Yisrael chay v'kayom el chayidin. Yes, we see in all generations mesiras nefesh in all times, because Am Yisrael has that braveness, that bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im tokum olay milchomo bezois ani b'iteyach. Moyudik. Stop Moyudik. Chidush Rim says, ma hafli mafela. The Gemara in the Ksuba says, Il malei nakdei lechananya mishol v'azaryo. If my Hananya mishol v'azaryo would have an inquisition, they would bow down to the tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar. Ribbono shel Olam, instead of telling us how great they are, they jumped in the fire. Moyudik. So no, let's see them in inquisition. What's going on? So the Chiddushim in Fakir, Chazal are coming to teach us. You should know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never ever put you in a situation that you won't be able to struggle into success. Yes. Chananya Mishol Vazai got an insight to jump in the fire, because that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw they can struggle and success. Inquisition, Yisurim, they couldn't be oimid, so that's why they did not get this nisoyan, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu never ever gives them a struggle without the siyata nishmaya to struggle into success. Yes, migila roza lebonai, that stood for Klal Yisrael since and ever. We never ever give up. We know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us in a nisoyan, in a struggle, we'll struggle it, and the siyata nishmaya will succeed. Be'ezer Hashem. You know, in Lakewood they built a project of houses. Every house, there was a yard. In every yard, they planted a tree. Same tree in every yard. Years went by, and trees grew nice and high. And one day, hurricane came. I think it was Sandy, and trees blew away. But in Jerusalem, some of the trees blew away. Some of them stayed. A research, how come? Same trees, same time planted. How did this blew away and this stayed? It was in this bar, they found that a moir de kazach, dafka those trees who got plenty of water, they blew away. And those who hardly got any water, they stayed. They dug and saw. Those trees that got plenty of water, the tree didn't have to struggle. The roots didn't have to go deep look for water. And that hurricane came, just blew away. Dafka those trees who hardly got any water. The trees had to struggle. And the roots were going deeper and deeper. Hurricane came, and they stayed on their spot to learn us that lesson. Struggle makes the roots deeper. Struggle makes the roots deeper. And that is the Kriach of Klal Yisrael since and ever. Yes, we get struggles, we get problems, and Klal Yisrael makes the roots even deeper. To Hashem, Lilati Rasai, Ulevai, Bezer Hashem. But there's another thought, another deepness in that Gila Roze Lebonai, in that secret that a Klal Yisrael will oimid. And this used to say, Moran Rav Shach, Zeche Tzadik Levrucha. Klal Yisrael understood that Be'etzem, to come to a real Nishma is not just listening, you know, just hearing, Nishma is the pshat, their harem. Yeah, to get out what Ratz Hashem. Klal Yisrael understood that to really get to understand what Hashem is telling us, you must have a nasa, because that's the way it works. As a person gets higher, lifted up, he does Torah and mitzvahs, his neshama gets lifted up, so his nishma starts becoming a nishma. And that's the way your nishma becomes higher, then your nasa becomes even higher. Yeah, and then the nishma, and it goes higher and higher. That's the way it works. Am Yisrael understood. And it goes even more. Chazig Yishmak, Seda, Atrisefta, in Bobby Kama, Brysa, Perig Zion, Perig Zion, Brysa Gimel. So that Shiva Ganovin, there's seventh kind of thieves, going of Das Abrio is all these. There's a ganze list, and then the Chazal say, "V'chein motzino ba'aviseinu shebikshu lignu if Das El Yoino shenemar koila shediber Hashem nasa v'nishma." Yeah, as they stay married, they pachad loykim. Oh, we do not have any more of the becoming here. Here we go. It's just married. Wow. What a loss. You gotta hear this one. Half level fella. Yeah. Here's the price. Oh, Perig Zion. Right, here we go. Oh, Kivi Yochel Nignabulan. So what? So the whole Torah is by us with Foyle Shtig? Huh? Saki Gamba Tabaisa? Talmud Loimar, me eating the Hoyle Vavam Zeli Yira Isikola Yavin. Yeah, that's what I want. What? We didn't understand. What's the pshat? That's a gnevas das. But if you decided it's a gnevas das, so we tell us, yeah. That's the way to do it. Meat and boil. That's what I want. What's tutzach though? In Tumar Shein Agul Kolu Lefanav. We have such a good show that Chas V'Shalom. Don't worry. V'alik V'anema V'yefatu B'fiem U'Bilshenem Nichas V'loi. This is the ganze nasa v'nishma. What's going on here? What's going on here? Pshat is punk verkehrt. Klal Yisrael understood, yeah? To come to the real nasa v'nishma, they weren't there. They came out of Mitzrayim. They weren't yet in the darga taka. But what? So the Minchas Bikurim said, it's not that they mamish came up das to make a gnevas das, but that's where they were holding. They couldn't do more than that. So what did they do? So they jumped and said nasa v'nishma with the rotzen that they did have in those times. And what? And Klal Yisrael understood that's the rotzen lebonai, that if we'll start doing. We'll start doing the mitzvahs Hashem, then we will get lifted up, and our nishma will become a real nishma, and mainly the nasa will become. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us. Meiten v'oil avavam zeliyir oisi kol hayomim. Never ever say, okay, listen, I'm not there yet, you know. I'm not, you know, maybe I'll become lifted up, I'll become takachosh v'yid, then I can think of really becoming a Talmud Chochem in Shemayim, but my matziv, I'm not there. No, it don't work that way. You jump, you do, you go on with what you could, where you are. Don't worry, you'll start doing Torah and mitzvahs, you'll get lifted up, and you'll become higher, you'll the Shama will become higher, and it'll become deeper and deeper, and don't worry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly where you're holding. So if you're coming, al das, just to make a bluff, and just to make a nice show, das is gnevas das. But if the pshat, you want to come there, you want to become higher, you want to get lifted up, but you're not there yet, you don't feel that, don't worry. Go on, and start doing Avodas Hashem. Get lifted up, and as you get lifted up, your whole darga will become higher and higher and higher, until finally, Bezer Hashem, you'll come to the right position of a real Nasa v'nishma. But that's the way it works. Never hold yourself back, because ach, ben yoch, ben isht, you know, you go around with all these feelings that, was kan ich tun? No, that's not the right way to do it. You go on. Yo, jump inside. Get rein. V'yashlich alamayim. wie sagt der Pratz Klavramski, ist to say, it's not pshat, but it's a good jorn, a good word. He says, Vayavoyu bnei Yisrael imoro, v'amayim morimim. Sometimes a person sits next to the Gemara, ein mayim ala Torah, and it's bitter, he has no cheshik. So what do we do? So the Torah, v'ayireyo, Hashem eitz, Hashem gives an eitzah, v'yashlich ala mayim, jump in the water, jump in the Torah, v'yimtuku amayim, and slowly but surely, the Torah will become sweeter. Because the pshat is, when you start learning, even it's without the ganze cheshik, but your neshama gets lightened up, and you become mechubar, and slowly but surely, you find them kochen brennen fire. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. Like the Mesilas Yisharim zokt in Siddur Kuntres Derech Eitzachaim at the end of the Mesilas Yisharim, and he says that the Torah is like fire, and the Torah lights up the neshama of a yid. And he goes on and says, "Oh yeah, I have it. I copied it. Moiridik. Oh yeah." And he says that when a person starts learning, so in the beginning, it's like a small little fire. It doesn't affect too much. But when a person goes on and he learns, and it lights up in the neshama, it's like ashal heves minagacheles. It starts becoming fire. Your neshama starts cooking. Yes, but that's the way it works. You start. You feel that something's a little dry. Psechweisnish, no cheshik, segeitnish. This is the secret of Nasa v'nishma. You jump in, you start doing Nasa, and the Nishma will become deeper. Yes, you'll get your understanding, your chibur to the Torah and Hashem will become higher, you'll become lifted up, and then all your Torah and mitzvahs will become higher and higher. That's the way to do it. And just to finish up with one nacha nekuda, me'inyin le'inyin ba'oise inyin, the merit of Rabbi Yeruchim in Das Torah. Rabbi Yeruchim says, Chazal say, yesh lo imone roitze mosayim. So we know it as a naughty thing, like Kayv earned a million, he wants 2 million, ayif kesef, layisba kesef, money. But be'etzem, zokti Rabbi Yeruchim, it's a merit of matana that Kosh Baruch gave all of us, and that is, every success that a person got the geschmack out of it, automatically, he says, Noilad Eish Tzimoyim. You get a mamish, a thirst, a fire to double the success. So the Yetzirah takes us to his side. Money. But Be'etzim, if we take advantage of it and enjoy, be focused on our Atzlochus in Torah and Avodas Hashem, that'll bring us to double our Atzlochus. Yeshloi money reitze mosayim. Ha yeshloi goyim shetirza laatzliach bekeflayim. They say, I think it was the Balatanya. He was asked, how did you succeed more than your friends? So he said, I'm with the guy. Shloim Amalek says, Leif chocham liyaminoi, Leif ksil lismoiloi. So he said, Agvaldig is sweet chesidish avor. You learn a Gemara, so the black Gemara you have learned already on your right side. The black Gemara you haven't learned on the left side. My friends will always focus to the left. Any blot to finish the Masechta? No chance. You know what? Let's make an effort. After a week, 5 blot. Still 75 blot. Forget about it. Gave up. I was always focused to the right side. Left side, don't care. Right side. I did 5 blot. Wow. It gave me such a geschmack. I enjoyed it. I made a fuss about it. And that gave me the koyach to 5, 10, yesh lei mana, reitz a masayim, 10, 20, 20, 40, 80, and I finished the masechta. It's so powerful, you know, when my boy, baby boy, he was now he's a bacha, but when he's a baby, he was learning the profession, how to walk on 2 feet. He had a hard time. Yeah, two months he was working on it. Eugewald. I felt so bad for him because he was the whole day getting up and falling, hundreds of times. And it helped me. How did he get a breakdown? A mashber. Huh? What's this? And I have very simple. Every time he falls down, no one yells, no one screams. Small baby crawls. He's unterreit. But on the other hand, every little atzlocha, he stood on his feet. 10 seconds, 5 seconds, the whole whole mishpacha is going wild and clapping and screaming out, alone, alone. And you see him patching to himself. What does he feel? Hey, I see I can do better. I want even bigger. Yeah, Shloim Bani writes him a sayim until he stood on his own feet. Yes, yes, let's be focused. Our atzlochas, our success. We learned the blackamoor. We learned the seder. Enjoy it. A geshmak. That'll give us Be'ezer Hashem, kriches to go on and on. Be'ezer Hashem, ulevai, the Rebbe Yishim, she could all give us the kriches and the siyata nishmai, just keep on going, doing Ratzon Hashem, ulevai b'siyata nishmai. So, as always, I, since I teach in the yeshiva, I make every year the effort to come here in England to raise the money for our yeshiva. I apologize, just half a minute. This year, Befrat, as you all know, the army problems, government aid is cut. The Gedolei Yisrael put up a Karen, and Baruch Hashem, the last month, the Mamish saved the day for us. We're getting monthly from the Karen. But they started only from where they started, and we were 4 months behind, and we're struggling with it. We're missing a salary back. Bekitzer, I was asked to do all the effort to bring back the salary for the whole staff. The Yeshiva Gedolei Yeshiva Talim, where 460 boys can I know. The Yeshiva